Hey there, welcome to Genre Specifics, the show where I go over a new genre of all your favorite music every episode. So sit back and relax, because for our first episode, we're doing R&B. I'm your host Luke Bunn, and this is Genre Specifics.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are lies. Mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from men? Can't you stand?
The Isley Brothers, The Temptations, Stevie Wonder, and Luther Vandross. These are some of the best R&B artists to have ever gone into a recording studio. Today, we're going to go into the origins of the genre and listen to some of the great music in it. R&B, or rhythm and blues, it's kind of like a love child between jazz, blues, and gospel music. You get the feel from jazz, the emotion from blues, and the soulful vocals from gospel. And when you combine them into one, I really think it's some of the best music we've ever heard. The Smithsonian says R&B is a distinctly African-American music drawn from the deep tributaries of African-American expressive culture. It is an amalgam of jump blues, big band swing, gospel, boogie, and blues that was initially developed during a 30-year period that bridges the era of legally sanctioned racial segregation, international conflicts, and the struggle for civil rights. But I think I might be able to summarize it even quicker. R&B is just simply good music, filled with tales of hardship, love, and soul. Sit back and relax, because we're gonna get started. Here's some of the sounds of the phenomenal Luther Vandross. That was All My Love by Luther Vandross. Feel free to pause and look at some of his wonderful music. Now back to the history of R&B. R&B is said to have been made in African-American communities in the early 1940s. A piano, guitar, a bass, horns, and drums were all you needed. It truly brought a new level when you add the vocals, though. This was the modernization of the big band style, and it appealed to the general populace more. It had more emotion. It was also cheaper to produce. It was more enjoyable, and it had original subject matter. Wordless music tends to fall into certain tropes, especially when you're only working with horn players, and the popular vocals for jazz and big band happened to be scat music, which, I mean, I can really only summarize that as gibberish that sounds good. I don't want to criticize jazz or any other kind of music for that matter, but there's a clear distinction from the feeling of jazz and the feeling of R&B that followed. Here's just a tiny comparison of jazz and R&B in just 1977. That was Free Ride by Dizzy Gillespie and Lalo Schifrin. You can find that on YouTube, Spotify, really wherever you get your music. Now let's go into the R&B portion. An endless love I found in you. That was Intimate Friends by Eddie Kendricks. Both of these are great songs that I personally suggest you listen to. They're really some of my favorites. Putting this aside, though, we have two very different stories in them. One is about love. The other can only be summarized in a verified purchase review from Jeebus on Amazon as, quote, "It's a mix of someone being chill with someone composing a funky-ass 70s cop show," end quote. Which is a statement I never thought I would hear, but I 100% agree with. I don't think I've ever heard something like that, and I've been thinking it the whole time. The point I want to make here, though, is the utter difference between the two. The difference between the parent and the child genre is always going to be very visible. Both of these genres are amazing. But if you want to listen to Frank Ocean, you're not going to want to listen to John Coltrane. Both of these artists are amazing, just not back to back. And this is pretty much true for artists of different genres. Genre hopping is really weird. That's why we have different genres in the first place. To get really in-depth about R&B and its beginnings, we'll have to go back to RCA Records. You might know RCA. They're the people that own Elvis Presley, David Bowie, and Sam Cooke. Or, more recently, Britney Spears, Dave Matthews Band, Childish Gambino, Miley Cyrus, Chris Brown, Foo Fighters, and Kirk Franklin, who you might know from this clip.
Book of Revelation, uh-huh. Chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach, preacher. For God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution. Come on. What you say? Come on.
Or, if you happen to be a connoisseur of gospel music, that was Do You Want a Revolution and Melodies from Heaven, both from Kirk Franklin. RCA is probably the biggest and most well-known label in the world just because of their huge list of artists, and this is exactly why they are so important to the genre, because they gave it something it never had before, a name. because in 1948, it was simply just called race music, until RCA and Billboard realized that may be a little offensive, which I would say is really good for them, considering the time period at least. It wasn't for the right reasons, but at least it was a step in the right direction. After R&B was an official title, it started to get more popular. Its audience grew, more artists began to make this kind of music, and it became known for its polyrhythms, drum beats, and bass lines. Not only did it make use of new technologies that came out, but it tended to lean towards them. Even the idea of auto-tune, which is currently demonized by the music community, is embraced by the R&B community. Just look at T-Pain, for example. He's not using auto-tune because he needs it. T-Pain is a great singer and is even reported to not even use pitch correction, which is surprising because almost everyone and their grandma uses pitch correction at this point. It's even built into some recording softwares. T-Pain is using absurd amounts of auto-tune because he likes the way it makes his music sound. It makes his voice sound like a synthesizer, and that's just what he wants. This is just one of the many examples of when an artist from this community uses new technology. Although I wouldn't really call auto-tune new technology, it is an instance of something the music community, quote-unquote, doesn't like. And when I say music community, I really mean music critics. R&B is special because it's different. It doesn't have any definite structure. It's also different, yet it's so similar. It's not like jazz where you could be in the mood to listen to Doc Severinsen and then not be able to listen to something like Kenny G. Those are two different moods and two different times. I can listen to the most soulful rendition of What's Going On by Marvin Gaye and immediately move on to something like Knee Deep by Funkadelic. Rhythm and blues seeps into your body and it makes you want to listen to every minute of every artist. The bassist might as well be playing on your heartstrings. And the kick from that drum might as well be the thing that makes your heart beat. We're getting to about the halfway point in this podcast. We've done the history. After this break, we're going to go to some music analysis. I don't want to bore you with it to death, so it's not going to be very in-depth. We're just going to listen to a song, and I'll say what I like about it, and why I think it's good from a musician's perspective. Take a pause if you need to, get some water, tea, coffee, a snack, whatever you want. If you're listening to this on the go, stay safe and get where you need to be. We'll be right back after we listen to some music. Thank you.
queen of my castle.
Yeah, baby.
Give you all the face that your heart desires. But you said you were just shy.
Raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two.
And I
hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I want to be the one with you. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
That was Just Shopping by the Dramatics, followed by Just the Two of Us by Grover Washington, sung by Bill Withers. You can find all this music on Spotify, YouTube, Amazon Music, Apple Music, and Deezer. These are all highly respected services. Personally, I use Spotify on my phone when I don't have a specific song in mind, but when I do, I usually tend to use YouTube. You can use whatever you like. All these services have a premium option. Apple Music is the only one that is only available through premium. I've used all these services, and I enjoy all of them. There's really no wrong option when it comes to music streaming services. They're all good. It's really just what music do they carry. Most of the times this is very similar. Most of the top artists are on every platform. Some of the best jazz artists. If you get into something that is a little more discreet, or of course is an exclusive to something like Spotify or SoundCloud, anything like that, then you're only going to find it there. But for the most part, I think the catalog is very similar. Now, let's get into our second and final segment. What we hope to have in the future is our audience give us votes and suggestions. For right now, though, we'll just have to do some of the classics of the genre. Later, I really hope you can go to our Twitter or our Instagram. You can also email me about your favorite songs in the category we're going to do. On Twitter, you can answer our polls, things like that, and even choose the episode. I really hope you do that. That will help us out a lot, and I really hope it'll make a more quality episode for you. But let's go into our music for today. Let's start with the Isley Brothers. These guys are probably the most successful people in the genre, second to maybe Earth, Wind, and Fire. Even if you've never heard of them, you've heard their music, or at least parts of it. Classic rap samples it a lot, actually. Look at Ice Cube's Today Was a Good Day, or Biggie's Big Papa. Or, if you've never heard of either of these because you live under a rock and hate rap music, then you've probably been to a baseball game and you've heard it there. Every baseball stadium I've ever been in at some point has played Shout by the Isley Brothers. At least once. Every stadium. Here's a little 30-second clip. Now, that's from their really early stages before they get into their modern music. Their current music is actually what gets sampled in most of these songs. But here's our song for today. This is Let Me Down Easy by the Isley Brothers.
Let me down easy.
This song leaves me with a first question. Why is it so good? It's not their most provocative, hell, it's not even on their top 10 list. This aside though, it's probably one of my favorites. What really makes it is the entrance. The synth melody along with the percussion sound effects like the snap really add an effect to this entrance. Starting this song with a small, calculated drum beat in my mind is genius. It's really low energy, yet it seems to set the tone for the bass that immediately follows. That's another thing about this song. The piano and the guitar are aiding the bass line. Usually those would aid the main vocalist. The only thing aiding the vocalist in this is the synthesizer with a counter melody though. Both of these end on the same note, but they take two completely different paths and somehow they line up with each other. Both of these lines would work perfectly as the melody. You might have to rewrite some parts because of vocalization, but I think they would both be equally good. Both of these separate musical ideas add on each other. They both repeat separate recurring ideas, and the vocals driving up the song and the synth pulls it back down. The energy of the song is like a mountain range. It has multiple high points, and it all ends how it started though. With the synth, the same key, the same lead, the same bass line, fading and getting quieter. This song is one of the best examples of using counter melody and how it adds to a song. If you're writing music and you want to represent the unison of two ideas, just make two melodies. This is one of the best things for me when I'm given a commission that I write. If they want a representation of two ideas coming together, then I'll take two leitmotifs and put them on top of each other. You know, I'll write them in the same key and make sure there's no, you know, weird splicing in there, but it works so well. It's really the height of expression for this kind of music, or really any music for that matter. I know classical music does this often, usually with love themes or leitmotifs. They really like to do this, and I do not blame them. It is a very, very good idea. Now though, let's get into a different kind of mood. One that's just as good. This is Somebody's Loving You by Enchantment.
You
This is a completely different feel from the previous song. The last song made you want to bob your head, but this song, it makes you want to move your whole body just because of the bass line. This song's bass line is static eighth notes. This is what I think is one of the appeals, though, because it's so simple. It's just eighth notes in a walking style. It's just going up a little bit at the time, and it's so intoxicating. There are very few things better than a funky bass line in a song. What's even better is that each line fits in so well with the end of the last line. And I think that has something to do with the last four strums on the guitar in each section. It's a quick way to get from point B all the way back to point A and just start all over again. It's not complicated, it's not hard, it's not even rare, but it's smart. If you needed to get from 4 back to 1, you could spend 30 minutes trying to do that, but it gets really drug out and boring. This is the fastest way to do a transition and keep things interesting. I don't want to say this is one of the best ways to do this kind of transition, but it's definitely one of my favorites when you're going for speed. Not particularly accuracy, because when you're working with a commission, like I work with commissions every once in a while, and if I hit a roadblock, then I will use this kind of transition, and I will come back later, listen to the full song, and I will, you know, spruce it up as I need to. There have been some commissions that I have done where I haven't changed it at all. I've kept it as that simple two chord transition back to the origin. And a lot of my friends seem to do this as well. It's just a simple thing, and depending on the kind of music that you're in, it's really effective. As I said before, this is simple, it is easy, and it's also easy on the ears, much like this song. You don't have to spend much time listening to the lyrics and understanding the song. I know I spend most of my time wishing I could play a bass guitar. Unfortunately, I'll have to stick to my brass instruments, because Lord knows I'm not playing a bass guitar. Well, that's it for our show. Hopefully this is one of many. I really hope you enjoyed this. We had a really fun time making it. So if you want to support us, you can go to our Twitter and do our poll. That's really for our second episode. And really, if you're listening to this before May 3rd, 2021, you can email us at specificgenres@gmail.com. Again, that is specificgenres@gmail.com for any songs you want to hear, for things like our previous segment, or any other ideas you have for us here. Thank you so very much for watching. We really tried to put a lot of love and hard work into this new show. If you want to support us, you can follow us on Instagram or Twitter, both at Genre Specifics. Thank you, and until next time, I'm Luke Bunn. Have a great day, and listen to some even greater music.